Good morning. The ridge of high pressure, which dominated the weather over the weekend, bringing hot and humid conditions to interior New York and New England, will slowly slide to the east as some energy pushing a trough of low pressure through the region advances from the Great Lakes. The result will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, particularly in the first half of the day today, with mostly sunny skies in the afternoon. The humidity will stick around through the afternoon as high temperatures reach into the lower 90s on average. Gradually, the air mass will modify overnight tonight. With mostly clear skies, lows will be back into the lower to mid-60s. This will leave us with a more seasonably warm day on Tuesday. With an area of high pressure building in at the surface, it will be dry with mostly sunny skies and highs back into the lower and middle 80s. Another area of low pressure will begin to head our way for the day on Wednesday. Skies will cloud up and there's a good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, leaving highs in the lower 80s. That low pressure wave will pass through the region on Thursday with another round of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Behind this system, a larger area of high pressure will build in for the latter stages of the week and into the beginning of the weekend. So we'll see sunny skies and lower humidity with highs in the lower 80s on Friday and more sunshine and back into the mid-80s on Saturday. The next disturbance could trigger a couple of thunderstorms for the second half of the weekend on Sunday as highs bounce back into the mid-80s once again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings remain in effect today from the Carolinas up the I-95 corridor into Maine, where heat indices of up to 110 degrees are expected. A cold front sweeping through the region later today will usher slightly cooler and less humid conditions into the area, but the front is forecast to stall over the northern mid-Atlantic, keeping hot and humid weather around into Tuesday from the mid-Atlantic into the southeast. The cold front will stall and meander over the plains, the Mississippi Valley, and Ohio Valley into tomorrow, and rain and thunderstorms could cause flash flooding over the central plains and mid-Mississippi Valley into tonight. A slight risk for flash flooding has been issued due to the potential for heavy rainfall rates and totals, with localized totals over 2 inches possible in these areas. In addition, strong to severe thunderstorms may develop over the northern plains, where there is a slight risk for severe weather and flash flooding. Meanwhile, a cluster of showers and thunderstorms associated with a tropical wave near the Bahamas will make for a wet and stormy start to the week across far southern Florida and the Florida Keys. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and light rain and fog, 57 degrees with a west wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 72 degrees, the dew point 69, 91% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, hot and humid with an isolated shower or storm in the mid-90s. Boston partly sunny, hot and humid with showers and storms in the mid-90s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 93 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 79, that's 7 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.11 inches for the month, which is 41 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 16.38 inches for the year, which is 4.71 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1894 and in 1991, and the record low, 49, in 1929, 1965, and 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m., sunset this evening 8:27 p.m., 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, hot and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-90s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. The chance of a shower or thunderstorm, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms on Wednesday and Thursday, lower to mid-80s, sunny in the lower 80s on Friday, mostly sunny in the mid-80s on Saturday, and partly sunny with scattered showers and storms on Sunday and highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.